Located at the site of the former World Trade Center in New York City, the memorial will honor the nearly 3,000 victims who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks in New York, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, and the bombing in February 1993. And Thula Katsimatidze, a board member of the National September 11th Memorial, says it is a peaceful place for reflection and remembrance.
And so what we hope this memorial will serve in the museum when it's built in a year, will help educate younger generations to understand exactly what happened, why it happened, what was attacked, why 3,000 people were senselessly killed, so that maybe if we encourage education and, you know, avoid ignorance, so therefore the world at large will hopefully be a better place.
A lengthy decision-making process determined the most appropriate design concept for the memorial. It includes 2-acre-long reflecting pools and waterfalls located where the Twin Towers once stood. Also, extensive discussions took place to decide the most fitting plan for displaying the names of the victims. Nearly 3,000 names line the reflection pools.
It not only reflects the absence of these two towers, it reflects the absence of thousands of people. And then we developed this beautiful memorial plaza with beautiful trees that supplement the wonderful waterfalls, the man-made waterfalls that were in Michael Arad's design, which now has culminated into a wonderfully inspiring and hopeful place to visit.
The memorial includes many elements designed to convey the powerful emotions surrounding the September 11th and the February 26th tragedies. Katsimatidze says the memorial and museum serve as a tribute of honor and remembrance of the nearly 3,000 lives lost in the tragedies. The 9/11 memorial will open to the public this September 11th. An official commemorative book of the memorial, A Place of Remembrance, will be released by National Geographic. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.